Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the recordings of four jazz artists who emerged from a southern music capital of the United States. It's the Memphis Mafia, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
pianist Harold Mayburn performing his composition A Few Miles from Memphis from the 1968 album of the same name, with Buddy Terry and George Coleman on tenor saxophones, Bill Lee on bass, and Walter Perkins on drums. The Memphis Mafia is our theme on this edition of Nightlights. Memphis, Tennessee is renowned throughout the world for its remarkable contributions to 20th century popular music. It's a place where the Sun Records and Stax Volt labels played significant roles in shaping the respective sounds of rock and roll and soul music, and where musicians from W.C. Handy and B.B. King to Elvis Presley and Alex Chilton found their artistic voices. But Memphis also has a jazz legacy. It's where pianist Lil Hardin Armstrong came from, for starters, and one group of young hard-bop musicians that emerged from the city in the late 1950s, trumpeter Booker Little, saxophonist George Coleman and Frank Strozier, and pianist Harold Mayburn, gained such notice among their wider world colleagues that they were eventually dubbed the Memphis Mafia, a jocular jazz appropriation of the nickname for Elvis Presley's rather notorious entourage. All four of these musicians, born in the late 1930s, attended Manassas High School in Memphis and came up through that city's vibrant mid-20th century music scene. Coleman paid his musical dues as a teenager working with a young blues guitarist named B.B. King. Harold Mayburn, Frank Strozier, and Booker Little did time in what Mayburn called the Memphis University of the Streets and learned at the feet and from the hands of Memphis piano jazz legend Phineas Newborn Jr. Eventually, Strozier and Little both left Memphis to attend Chicago's Conservatory of Music, and Mayburn and Coleman ended up in the Windy City as well. "We sort of invaded Chicago altogether," Coleman told jazz writer Neil Tesser in 1998. Chicago was a thriving jazz town at the time, and the Memphis immigrants were soon absorbed into its lively, never-ending jam session scene. They began to play with drummer Walter Perkins' MJT Plus 3 hardbop group, and Strozier and Mayburn ended up making some records with Perkins as well. Here's the MJT Plus 3 performing Harold Mayburn's Rochelle on Nightlights. Thank you. The MJT Plus 3 with Frank Strozier on alto sax, Harold Mayburn on piano, Willie Thomas on trumpet, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Walter Perkins on drums, performing Perkins' composition No Man's Land from a 1960 session, eventually released as Message from Walton Street. Before that, the same group doing Mayburn's Rochelle from the 1959 VJ album, Walter Perkins' MJT Plus 3. Memphis-born trumpeter Booker Little grew up in a musical family and credited George Coleman with helping him get started in jazz as a teenager. Like many other young trumpeters of the 1950s, he idolized Clifford Brown. Sadly, like his idol, he would develop a superlative, original sound and then suddenly die young. His solo style has been described by writers Keith Waters and David Diamond as characterized by long, impressive lines, a mastery of difficult chord changes, and a swaggering technique. Little's sound was darker, more refined, and smoother than Lee Morgan's or Freddie Hubbard's, probably as a result of Little's classical conservatory training. Little got that classical conservatory training in Chicago, and while there he met drummer Max Roach through saxophonist Sonny Rollins, who lived and practiced at the same YMCA as the trumpeter. Little and Memphis colleague George Coleman would both join Roach's late 1950s hard bop group, becoming an integral part of its sound, with Little manifesting the first signs of his writing talent. We'll hear a Booker Little composition that shows, as Waters and Diamond point out, his atypical approach to form, eschewing standard 32-bar structures. Booker Little and George Coleman with Max Roach doing Rounder's Mood on Nightlights. We'll be right back. Drummer Max Roach performing the title track of his 1958 album Deeds Not Words, with Booker Little on trumpet, George Coleman on tenor sax, Ray Draper on tuba, and Art Davis on bass. Before that, Little performing his composition Rounder's Mood from the album Booker Little 4 plus Max Roach, with Coleman on tenor sax, Davis on bass, Tommy Flanagan on piano, and Max Roach on drums, also recorded in the autumn of 1958. We'll have more music from Booker Little, Harold Mayburn, George Coleman, and Frank Strozier in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to the Memphis Mafia on Nightlights.
Thank you.
We're playing music by four Memphis jazz musicians on this edition of Nightlights: saxophonist George Coleman and Frank Strozier, trumpeter Booker Little, and pianist Harold Mayburn, who all made their way onto the national jazz stage in the late 1950s and early 1960s. Many other fine Memphis artists emerged from the same scene, Phineas Newborn Jr. and Charles Lloyd, just to name two, and they'll be the subjects of future Nightlights programs, along with separate shows devoted entirely to George Coleman and Booker Little. The environment was very fertile, Coleman told jazz writer Neil Tesser in 1998. I grew up in the R&B era, and basically because of geography, being from the South, that was the first music I became involved with. But I was also hearing a lot of bebop, and along with that, I picked up a lot of harmony from the music teachers in Memphis, most of whom were piano players. Memphis native Frank Strozier started out as a piano player, but it was on alto sax that he made his mark in the late 1950s and 1960s. Jazz musician and writer Noel Cohen describes his sound as coming out of both Charlie Parker and Lee Konitz, fluid, hard swing, and emotional, and his solos beautifully constructed. Like all of the other artists we're featuring, he never indulged in perfunctory hard bop, but always played with an edge, a darker Memphis blues-soaked hue. And also, like all of the other musicians heard on this program, he's worthy of a show unto himself. Frank Strozier with Booker Little doing Little's Waltz of the Demons on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Alto saxophonist Frank Strozier with his composition Long Night, the title track from a 1961 Jazzland LP, with George Coleman on tenor sax and Pat Patrick on baritone sax, Chris Anderson on piano, Walter Perkins on drums, and Bill Lee, father of future film director Spike, on bass. Before that, Strozier performing Booker Little's Waltz of the Demons with Little on trumpet, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums from the 1960 VJ album Fabulous Frank Strozier. Several of these Memphis Mafia artists would pass through the orbit of trumpeter Miles Davis. At the beginning of 1963, Davis was in a transitional phase, trying to assemble a new group. In his autobiography, Miles wrote, "Before I left New York, I had tryouts for the band, and that's where I got all those Memphis musicians, Coleman, Strozier, and Mayburn. They had gone to school with that great young trumpet player Booker Little, and the pianist Phineas Newborn. I wonder what they were doing down there when all them guys came through that one school." Davis soon let Strozier and Mayburn go, though he spoke of them respectfully afterwards. Coleman, however, stayed with the band and became an important element of Davis's 1963 through 1964 sound, as well as appearing on Herbie Hancock's landmark Blue Note album, Maiden Voyage. Little would play on some of the era's most monumental jazz LPs as well, before his career was cut tragically short when he passed away from uremia at the age of 23 in 1961. Coleman and Mayburn have performed and recorded together many times in the past 2 decades, while Strozier, who worked frequently on the West Coast in the later 1960s, is not currently active on the jazz scene. The recordings they made in their youth heralded the arrival of a Memphis hard bop school that has, for the most part, gone unremarked in jazz histories. We'll close with a late 1960s recording from pianist Harold Mayburn and George Coleman on tenor sax called Strozier's Mode. And before that, Frank Strozier himself playing flute with Mayburn on piano doing a Rodgers and Hammerstein song from the musical The King and I, March of the Siamese Children on Nightlights. Thank you. We closed with pianist Harold Mayburn performing his composition Strozier's Mode from the 1969 Prestige album Workin' and Waylin', with George Coleman on tenor sax, Virgil Jones on trumpet, Buster Williams on bass, and Idris Muhammad on drums. Before that, Frank Strozier on flute performing Rodgers and Hammerstein's March of the Siamese Children from the 1962 Jazzland album of the same name, with Harold Mayburn on piano, Bill Lee on bass, and Al Dreers on drums. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Noel Cohen. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, located on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.